This is Teachable Moments with April podcast, and you guessed it, I'm your host, April. If you're a returning listener and a part of the Teachable Moments with April podcast family, welcome back. For those who are checking me out for the first time, well, hello and welcome. To everyone listening, be encouraged and look for the teachable moments that are all around us. Enjoy. I would like to invite you to join me in prayer, a prayer of spiritual protection. Thank you, Lord, for your protection over my family. I come against any plot or ploy or scheme that the enemy has planned for us, and I render it useless in your Son Jesus Christ's name. We are the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. No weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that arises against us will be condemned. We have the minds of Christ and the victory. The victory is ours today in Him. We are children of the Most High, and we rest in His goodness and faithfulness. In your Son's sweet name, Jesus Christ, amen. Today's content is from Messages We Need to Hear from the Writings of Martha Smock by Unity Ministries. Know your inner divinity. Divine order, does it just happen? Divine order, does it just happen? Do we have something to do with it? We know that we have something to do with order in our homes and in our affairs. A house does not clean itself. Closets do not put themselves in order. Yard work does not get done by itself, and decisions are not made by themselves. A cluttered desk does not clear itself, and someone's attention and efforts are involved in the establishment of such order. What about divine order then? Is it a different kind of order? I think not. If we accept the premise that God works through us, then we see the divine order is a result of letting God work through us, a result of getting ourselves in tune with the ever-present power within us. When we affirm divine order, what are we affirming? I think that if, first of all, we are affirming something about ourselves. We are affirming that we are in tune and that we are in divine order in our inner selves. We are affirming divine order in our thoughts and feelings, divine order in our attitudes, divine order in our ability to discern needed steps, divine order in our use of good judgment. We tune in, as it were, to the overall ideal of divine order, which is another word for the power of God at work. In this oneness with God's power, we may become channels through which this power flows. It may be in small matters, and it may be some very important and life-changing matters. Divine order is a rightness, a right outworking of things. And this is what we are to affirm and to hold on to and to hold to. Our affirmation of divine order may reveal to us what our part is in bringing about adjustment and right conditions in some situation. But even when there seems to be nothing we can do in any outer way to establish order in some confused and complex situation, our affirmation of divine order can be the positive word that acts as a catalyst to start changes in the right direction. This is your host, April, from Teachable Moments with April podcast. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. If you or someone you know is experiencing domestic violence, call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233. It's free and it's confidential and it's 24/7. Everyone deserves healthy relationships.
are just listening to Teachable Moments with April podcast. I truly hope you enjoyed this episode. We invite you to stay connected with us on the other social media platforms of ours, which is TikTok, Pinterest, Instagram, Threads, and YouTube. Also, we'd like to invite you to check out our official podcast landing page on podpage.com/teachablemomentswithapril to see all our content in one place and leave personal messages, feedback, and more.